escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so just go ahead and I mentioned this earlier. Go ahead and finish the story. This thing about eggs. People are freaking the out about egg prices. And I don't eat a ton of eggs. So like I was saying, I can live pretty normal life and not really feel this. It's not like gas prices, but I understand eggs are in lots of stuff. We need them. People eat them. And people certainly eat them for breakfast. Waffle House has now put a big sticker on their menus, I think nationwide, that says, look, if you want eggs, we're charging you 50 cents extra per egg because we can't keep eating these charges. Yeah. And then the news was like, how expensive have they gotten? Because the supply issue has not been helped.
I saw somebody said they went to, like, maybe in, because I was telling you, in Detroit, there's a bunch of diners.
Yeah.
And you can usually go get, like, eggs, bacon, and toast for, like, $1.99 in most places. And one of my buddies posted that he stopped in one of those places, and it was, like, $9 for an omelet. And that was shocking. Now, I know, like, here we got First Watch. That's just what it costs. It has cost that.
Right. No,
I'm being honest. For,
like a diner.
Since I moved here. But this is, like, where, the 90-year-old grandma comes and cooks the stuff, and they're like, yeah, no, sorry, man. Like, the guy's like, what the? And they're like, what are we going to do? And the person posted that because they were like, we won't necessarily see it here for breakfast places because most of them are big, large chains or expensive, fancy places. Mm-hmm. But they were like, in Detroit, it's going to kill the little guy.
That's what they said
because
about Waffle House.
These guys coming out, after they're doing their 8-hour shift on the overnight plant, trying to get like a $3.99 breakfast. Now, if it's $13.99, they're going home.
Yeah, it's weird that it would go up that much. I mean, I understand they were saying the same thing about Waffle House. Their margins are really thin because they 95% of what they serve is breakfast food, and it is fairly cheap still. So they couldn't keep eating the cost of these eggs. It's weird that it would go from like $2 to $9 because it's got eggs in it. But the 50 cent thing, that seems reasonable.
This morning,
to me.
Your favorite Waffle House breakfast is likely going to take a bigger bite out of your wallet. With egg prices soaring, the popular breakfast chain announcing it's temporarily charging an extra 50 cents per egg. The National Restaurant Association says producer costs for eggs are up 134% year over year.
That's just almost too much for any restaurant to try to absorb in their narrow margins.
The average price for a dozen eggs, now more than $5.
And like I said, they went on in that story and said that in some areas, a price of a dozen eggs was $19. I'd like to know where that is and why that would be the case.
Yeah.
But maybe if you live on an island, right? Like off the coast of any coast, right?
I don't know.
Island,
but they're like $6, right? I don't know.
They said five, whatever you just said, five and a quarter is a house or something like that. I don't know, because I really don't buy them that often.
I buy them all the time, but I don't.
I buy the hard-boiled ones. A dozen eggs will last me a couple weeks. Easy. Maybe 3 weeks.
We make them in the morning.
Okay. I went through a phase where I was eating my eggs, but
Yiro makes them in the morning for himself every morning.
Yeah. We mostly eat
and then usually if I'm up, he'll be like, you want a couple? And I'm like, yeah. So, Chacho's more like me. He's like, just give me the 42-gram protein drink. some creatine.
Dude, that's my just give me something in a bottle. I wish. I mean, that's my ideal thing. It's kind of expensive though. I've tried it with the Soylent and all that stuff. But at the end of 2024, at the end of the year, the prices were up to like $4.50 a dozen. And they were saying, oh, well, hopefully it's not coming down. Now the national average is $5.65. The price, so you got to look up. It's just a large, a dozen large white eggs.
I know people are going to say, oh, they're more on Instacart. But I think we can get an idea.
See the grocery store price,
and they
right?
have the ones that do, I'll use the one that says in-store prices.
Well, yeah, I can look at Walmart's because I get groceries from there. And I can just see what they're charging for them. But, I mean, they said the problem was going to get better. It's getting worse, and it's bizarre. We knew it was from bird flu. We've been hearing that. So that's part of it. But then also a truck that was carrying like hundreds of thousands of eggs crashed day before yesterday, which didn't help. And then they said the fires in Los Angeles have also caused the prices to go up because the birds are not flying in the right direction. I didn't understand. So, but it's a combination of issues. So it's not going to get better in the next week or two, is basically what they made it sound like.
Well, and you're going to pay 50 cents. Damn, man. Well,
$4.91 at Walmart for a dozen eggs.
$5.79 at Sprouts.
Oh, these are brown eggs.
These are brown, too.
So that should be more expensive. Okay, here we go. 12-count large white eggs, $4.17. There you go. So that's, and that should be the in-store price, $4.17.
I don't think they do.
So we're below the national average.
White eggs.
Or at least Walmart is.
$4.99 for a 12-count. But these are all cage-free range. I went to Sprouts. So, yeah. Oh, $4.99.
For large white, that's what they count.
Yeah, $4.99. Yeah. So okay. There you go.
$4.17 at Walmart. So,
ooh.
Save yourself a little money.
$4.19 at Sprouts. For
okay,
12.
There you go.
Extra large, grade A, cage-free eggs, white, $4.19.
Oh, for a cage-free, well, that seems like a steal then, because those, most of the ones I'm seeing are over $6 a dozen. I'm not buying eggs for $19 a dozen, that's for sure. Unless I live in St. Thomas or something, I already know that a gallon of milk costs me $15, and maybe I'm going to make the eggs last forever. Like, if that's all your money goes to groceries because you live somewhere like that. But I'm not, if they got that expensive here, I can live without them. I understand they're in a lot of other stuff that I eat, though. And then
I also think it's a, I don't want to say zeitgeist, but it's like a number we can all put on it. It's like gas.
It's like gas, in a sense.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, I know what eggs should cost.
Most people buy
and
them.
And not that much, right? So it's like, we don't really, like if they were like, hey, the price of T-bones are up, you'd be like, well, I don't.
Yeah,
I buy them every once in a while, and they're expensive anyway. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So unless those went crazy, you might not notice. But eggs,
everybody
you know,
buys.
Every time you go to the grocery store, you buy 12 eggs, something you notice right away, and it's just one of those things that now I'm putting that number on everything else.
Yes.
Which is probably true.
Sure.
You know, like everything's up. And look, have you seen the? It's like, have you seen the price of milk?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I've been saying that forever, and it's like, well, is it only milk or something? No, but that's the thing we all buy.
Yeah.
It's like gas. It's something we can all buy, and we know what it costs. Why do we know what it costs? Because we buy it every goddamn week.
Yes.
And if you're going to raise it $2, it's going to piss us off.
And also, because grocery prices are already high, and they've already been high for the last couple of years, then you have this issue with specifically eggs where they're up even more than the average of all the other food, and now you've got a perfect story for the media.
But are they?
Yes, because of bird flu and all that stuff. Yes, okay. They're up way past the average inflation price.
I see
price.
Some things where I'm like, man.
I know, me too. It's crazy.
You know, some things are still normal. Like, you know, for whatever reason, pork chops, you still get like,
they're like $4
10 of them for $5 or something.
Understand.
I'm like, wow, that's a good deal. But like ground beef, I'm like, man, that.
It's been expensive for a while.
Like
it's
$9, $10. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, you know, whatever. Now, Hamburger Helper hasn't become a cheap meal.
No, it's not
right?
at all.
You know what I mean? You're like, all right, well.
The box of the noodles is even
right.
more expensive.
I mean,
now.
Not that it's, you know, but it's not
more.
Overly expensive. But that used to be something that if the boys were with their mom, I could be like, all right, it's the weekend. I'm going to make Hamburger Helper. I'll eat that Friday and Saturday deal, and it'll be like $5 all in.
Exactly.
Right?
Not anymore.
You know, $3 for ground beef, $2 for that hamburger helper. Boom. I'm out. Right?
Hamburger
and
guy.
Now I'm like, you know, you go grab it, and it's not a big deal again, but you go grab it for yourself, and you're like, well, that was $15.
Am I buying organic?
Right.
Exactly.
Why was hamburger helper $15? Like, this is what I learned to eat when I was in college. It cost nothing.
Right. This is the leftovers. This, supposed
to be this is where
thousand
I
different
have
cows
money.
Yeah.
And this is going to get me through for a couple days. $4. Like,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
I try to tell my boys that. Like, hey, when you go to college, I'm like, well, maybe not to him. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Frozen ground turkey. Still very cheap.
Like ass.
I'm just telling you, if you're trying to survive in college, you know, and you want some meat and your hamburger helper, that's the cheapest I've found.
This
is the frozen ground turkey.
I see it, and I think about it, and I'm like,
it's kind of gray when you take it out of the tube.
And when you cook it, there's just like no grease whatsoever.
I'm not sure what the hell it is, but yeah, that's still pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Especially at Aldi, so... Hamburger got so expensive that now when it's cheap, I buy it. And I never used to really buy hamburger. I never bought ground beef.
Yeah.
Because everyone I've dated doesn't like it. They'd rather have turkey. Fine. So, but now it's gotten so expensive. If I see Walmart's like, we've got a pound of Tyson ground beef, and it's $4.50. I'm like, we're buying that.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make something with hamburger because this is a really good
deal.
They
don't eat hamburgers?
Like, every girl I've dated has been like...
Not hamburgers on the grill or anything?
Once in a blue moon. They've always been like, I don't really... They've never
wanted
one. It's
such a staple. Like, if you're, you know, trying to get to payday and you got kids, you're like, yo, hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. Nobody bitches. You know what I mean? Mac and cheese, boom. We're done.
Well,
we're going to make it through the weekend.
Those the frozen smash burger patties, you know, that are real thin, I bought those, and suddenly, you know, Brooke's like, okay, these are good.
You put them on, and I think, cook them with onions?
Yeah.
Like a real, like you put the diced onions underneath
cook
them?
Cook them in a frying pan.
You know what's on Woot today?
Take like 2 minutes.
We're talking like women, but you know what's on Woot today is the Blackstone Griddle.
I saw that. Yeah,
I almost pulled the trigger on that, man.
I need an air fryer still, though. Like, I don't have a real air fryer.
Blackstone griddle.
It looks
cool. I've always wanted one.
They look very cool.
Put it out in the garage. Man, you can do hamburgers, hot smash. I don't know.
Would be cool.
You know what? I didn't pull the trigger, so I'm like, I don't want to put that son of a bitch together.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, I'm like, they're going to deliver it in two different boxes, and now I'm just going to sit in my garage in boxes.
Yeah, that's a good reason. I need an air fryer.
Anybody got a griddle? I'll buy it from them.
If anyone's got an extra air fryer, I need one of those. I still haven't owned one. I got the Instant Pot. I don't know. My kitchen's very small, and all those appliances have to like go downstairs and then be carried back. So I don't use them that often. And I know, but for whatever reason, like I got a toaster oven, and I use that for a lot of stuff. I like having the toaster oven.
Throw it out.
But if I had the air fryer, then I would need it. Yes. So I know. I just need to get one, and I need to make sure that it fits.
I'm thinking about
buying.
I've been looking at them. I've been thinking about buying like it's a 6-in-1 or whatever.
Well, that's
it's
one
got a
of the
microwave,
ones
that, air fryer,
yes,
oven,
those are,
whatever.
That's been awesome.
It looks very cool. Emeril Lagasse has one.
Okay, well, I think
it's
there's another
French
one.
Got doors on it, son of
yes,
a bitch.
Yes, yes. And I've seen another one. Maybe it was Emeril, but I don't think so. So I'm not sure. But yes, those things are very cool. I just need an air fryer. I have like, I never use any of those. The only accessory I use in the kitchen is a crock pot. I use it all the time.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Make chili and stuff like that. But the other stuff I've found over the years, I don't like pressure.
Your life.
I know. I never use
like,
a pressure cooker.
I use it for everything.
Instant pot.
Like even like garlic bread. I just put it in the air
Reheating
fryer.
Reheating sandwiches. Trust me, I've been taking care of my mom. You go over there, everything gets heated up in the air fryer.
Yeah.
It's faster. I need to get one. Okay. But have you seen the price of eggs? You know, you think I can afford an air fryer right now?
Well, you can cook eggs in an air fryer.
Well, yeah, if I can afford them. Now you're talking about buying both?
Well,
I look like Elon Musk here?
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
The Order of Hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo.
Yo. Well, Laszlo, finishing the news here. Something else to worry about as a parent. Hippie crack is apparently back, and it's back in a big way. We call them whippets, people call them laughing gas, whatever, right? People around here called it whippets. Is that right, Snow Cone? Is that what they called it when you were growing up?
I always called it, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you had to go to certain places. You knew where you could go to buy this stuff. And, like, for us, at least, we had to drive way the hell, 35, 45 minutes, something like that. And there was, like, a sex shop that sold, like, what you were talking about, Laszlo, Rush, whatever,
sure.
the VCR head cleaner. And then they also sold Whippets. And, yes, we could buy it, but we had to drive all the way out there to get it. It wasn't like I walked into the gas station and they were selling Whippets. And, of course, they were always sold as whipped cream makers. So chefs want to make whipped cream, they put their nitrous in there, and that's how they sold it. That way they're thinking they're not liable if you start huffing this stuff. But apparently, I didn't know this until literally this morning, and I looked it up and found all these stories about it. It's made a huge comeback with young people, and it's big on college campuses.
Okay.
I saw a girl who was... They had video of this girl being taken to the hospital. She's completely passed out. She can't move. She was like temporarily paralyzed. And they were talking to her, and she said, even in that moment, even when I couldn't move, and they said I almost died, and I'm stuck in the hospital bed, I couldn't move. She's like, all I wanted was more Whippets. I wanted more nitrous. Now, I think we all watched that show, Intervention. And I remember the lady who
huffed.
That was like the one lady, you know. I didn't know that this had become this popular with young people. And I certainly didn't know that it had become even easier to get. Apparently, they are now selling this stuff at gas stations, and they're selling it at head shops. And not only are they selling it, but instead of being the little whipped cream things, now they're selling it in bigger canisters so that college kids can, you know, have more of it, I guess, to take back to the fraternity house. And they're selling it in flavors. Now, I've never been the guy who says, hey, what are you doing? You're marketing to kids. You know, that's always been somebody else. I'm always like, yeah, it's only sold to adults. Let adults do what they want to do. I have to admit, maybe it's my age, or maybe it's just this specific thing. But seeing these canisters in boxes that look like vape boxes, like a disposable vape, and they have different flavors. You can buy these big canisters. I am kind of like, do we need to make it that easy to get? Like, maybe it was okay when it was a little bit harder to get. And the fact that it's become this popular with college-age kids, I never felt any type, and I'm an addict, I never felt any type of propensity to be addicted to it. I never thought, I need to do that again. It was always just kind of like a funny whatever, and your friend passes out for a couple seconds, and, you know, one time actually kind of scared me because my friend was standing up. He poured his drink onto the printer, onto his parents' printer, and then just fell and smashed into the printer. And it took us a while to wake him up. And I was like, okay, no. I think that's because he probably had a lot of alcohol and some other things.
Okay.
But still, I never was like, let's go get more. I never felt like I want more nitrous.
Right.
For whatever reason, maybe we were doing it wrong. I liked it at the dentist's office.
You went to, I'm sure at fish shows, you tour with fish.
Absolutely.
You put it in big balloons.
Yeah, that's what.
And they would just buy it for $5. Hippie crack.
Yep.
And that's the only time I think we ever really did it is if we were at a dead show and they were selling big balloons called hippie crack.
Yeah. We got bored sometimes and we would do it in my friend's basement. We'd fill the balloons up and I'm not trying to be that guy, but it was never like my idea because I never thought, I want this stuff so bad, but it was kind of fun. I also never realized, is it the same stuff you get at the dentist? They're giving you nitrous at the dentist, right? Mm-hmm. It felt so much different the way that you were. If you've ever had nitrous at the dentist,
you're doing a lot more.
Is that what it is? Just that it's a prolonged exposure to it? Because it's not like you just pass out. You really do start to feel kind of like you're floating, and I start laughing.
You're just doing a lot more, really. Fast.
Okay, because I always thought it felt different. But anyway, Lazo, you got to worry about your kids being addicted to this, and they're selling it in flavors, and they're selling it at gas stations.
Commonly known as Whippets, the small cartridges have been around for years.
You get euphoric side effects, hallucinations sometimes.
But what's changed is the way they're being packaged and marketed.
It's being sold in containers with a much higher volume than usual little Whippet containers, and they're also being sold with flavors, which seems to be really directed and targeted towards adolescents and young adults.
Okay, so there was an interview in USA Today when I was looking up stuff about this, and they had some guy who's a DJ, and he travels to different college campuses. I guess he's a somewhat popular DJ. They're interviewing him, and he said when he gets done with the show, during a show or when he gets done with the show, he talked about one instance where he went back to a fraternity house, and all of these guys have these big canisters of nitrous, and he's just watching all these people do it and pass out. And he's just kind of surprised because that wasn't really a thing a few years ago. It's not like a lot of people were buying Whippets, and everyone, you know, was carrying nitrous around.
I feel like I've always bought them in high school, haven't I? Like, I feel like, you know.
I mean, like I said, we had to go way out of our way to get them.
At parties, you know. It wouldn't be every time, but certainly it wouldn't be odd to walk into a high school party and see kids with Whippets.
Okay, well, here's where I will sound like a politician, probably. I'm worried about the kids. If I was in high school and they sold those flavored ones like that, like if the place we went had flavored ones in bigger, I probably would have thought, it's okay to do a lot more of this. I mean, hell, they're selling it in flavors. Yeah. Obviously, this is what it's for. And I'm just being honest with you. I probably would have thought, it's okay to do more of this. Because I was always a little bit nervous of it. I mean, people pass out. That was very common that your friend would do Whippet, and then they pass out. That was extremely common. So it always made me a little bit nervous. But the only feeling I ever got from it was the same feeling of, like, when you pass out. So maybe I was doing it wrong. I don't know. And I see those old pictures of, not just at dead shows, but the band themselves with those. Didn't they have hoses hooked up to the giant tanks, and they would just sit there like a dentist?
I don't ever remember people passing out. Do you? Like,
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it, for sure.
Yeah. I know. It's a quick thing, but they pass out.
A lot of fish show parking lots, I've seen people pass out. But, I mean, it's quick, yeah.
Yeah, and this guy talks about people passing out in the frat house and watching these people pass out. I felt like that was actually really common. Again, maybe we were doing it wrong, but a lot of times the person would, and then they'd sort of hit the couch and pass out for a few seconds. And, hey, you okay? Wake up. So, I don't know. I'm not a parent. Whatever. If you guys aren't worried about it, then I'm not worried about it. It just seems like selling it at gas stations in boxes with flavors. We have a lot of regulations on a lot of things. It's kind of weird that this one is somehow just getting into kids' hands. And who knows? Maybe they're exaggerating this. Maybe they talk to a guy who specifically sees a lot of people using nitrous, and maybe it's not as big as they're trying to make it sound. And also, seeing the video of this girl that's going around where she is completely passed out and paralyzed, and they're rushing her to the ER. And when she gets out of the ER, she's talking about how she just wants more of it. That is kind of crazy. Yeah, she wants more nitrous. I was just like, I didn't know that people got addicted to this stuff like that.
I don't think this is real.
Other than that,
I don't think this is a problem. No.
You don't think it's a real thing? You think they're making something out of
it? I saw people doing whippets all the time when I was growing up. I never saw anybody pass out. Now, maybe they did, but I never saw anybody die from it. I don't know. It's like, whatever.
I never saw anything. Passing out, I definitely saw a lot of. But it's like I said, it's a quick pass out. Maybe.
Like, you know,
we could have done.
Like, just taking that balloon and,
yep,
like smoking it like a cigarette and then inhaling it with oxygen. Like, I never, like, it gets you high for like a couple minutes and then you carry around a balloon. I've never.
It feels kind of like you're about to pass out. It's kind of that feeling. At least for me, it is. And I mean, does it feel good? I guess it feels better at the dentist when they put that mask over your face.
Yeah.
Because the way they're administering it, that's way better. And I think that's what the Grateful Dead in those pictures were doing. They'd get those big tanks and they'd put those oxygen masks on their face.
Yeah.
And they would just put it over their face. And I was always jealous of that. Remember, I used to ask you if you had that stuff at fish shows with the actual mask, like in a dentist's office.
Balloons.
But
all
you said
jumbos.
No, it's just the balloons.
One for three, two for five.
Yeah. And we could have been doing it wrong, but I definitely could see this being a story that the media is trying to make something out of very little or nothing. So it is possible. My thing was, I was surprised when I saw the different flavors. The bigger containers and it's in flavors and they're selling it at gas stations. That surprised me a little bit. But I don't know. As a parent, you got teens. I don't know what kind of stuff like that bothers you.
I don't know what the least, like, I have a lot of worries for my kids. I guess them doing, I don't want them doing it, obviously, yeah. But like, if somebody was like, hey, your kid had a whippet, I'd be like, okay, of all the worries I have, clearly better than heroin.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean? I mean, here's the list of my worries. You know, whippets are down here.
Yeah, I never
think
of it. Well,
then you watched that Steve-O documentary, because he was really addicted to them.
Yeah, but he was addicted to everything.
Yeah, but do you remember his apartment floor was covered in cartridges?
That was shocking.
That was like his big thing.
Well, of course. But I mean, like, do I want my kid to be addicted to them so that there's cartridges everywhere? No. Would I be wildly afraid if I heard that him and his friends, I mean, heaven forbid he's not listening to this. Well, of all the things I'd be worried about, it wouldn't be that they picked up six whippets and
I'm with you because I don't.
For sure.
I never thought of it as people. A lot of people having problems with it. I never saw anyone in my high school group of friends and, you know, extended group. I never saw anyone hooked on
had a problem with
that show Intervention. You know, she was doing the canned duster or whatever. But that was like the first time I'd ever seen that. Now they're acting like a lot of these kids are getting hooked on this stuff. Yeah, I mean, that was bad. But I just don't, I'm with you, Lazo. I think we're on the same page where I do think selling it in flavors at the gas station seems weird. It just seems weird to me. But if I think of a kid doing it, like, what are the odds that they get addicted to doing whippets? Is that really, because they're saying, you know, it's addictive. I never knew anyone. I never knew anyone who, like, he's got a huge nitrous problem. He buys crates of nitrous and he sits there and does it all night. I've never heard of that, so I don't know. Maybe it's nothing. But you guys, you have kids, so I'm just letting you know. You should, you know, things you need to know as a parent. And finally, you know, the Super Bowl's this weekend. And is anyone else getting the impression that Saquon Barkley is like the great hope for all these people who want the Chiefs to lose?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the talk. And now you're seeing it even on, like, national talk shows. Look at how great Saquon Barkley is. And you can tell it's like, maybe this guy can beat the Chiefs. Wouldn't that be great?
Saquon Barkley is chasing greatness.
Barkley, first down! Touchdown! In his first season with the Eagles, he ran for more than 2,000 yards and has scored 20 touchdowns. But his teammates say the eye-popping stats are only half the story.
He's an animal in terms of how he works.
He checks up on everybody in the locker room. You know, just a real good teammate.
I think it's been very special for us, and it's been a big boost for us.
Now, that was on the Today Show, and they go on to talk about what a great guy he is, his life, and all that stuff. And I feel like, okay, this is what they're doing. This is part of the narrative now. It's like Saquon versus Mahomes, you know? Is it instead of, because last time it was definitely Jalen.
It was hard to make the Eagles good guys. But that's what they're trying to do. I mean, everybody's got to be a good guy versus a bad guy. Yeah. And the Chiefs are clearly
the bad guys.
The bad guys. They're the villains. And now they're just kind of stuck a little bit because, you know, they're like, well, Philadelphia, that's the hero.
Right. Here's Bradley Cooper giving tickets to a kid. They're doing all that stuff.
Of course they are.
And last time it was Jalen Hurts versus Mahomes, and you had people debating who was the better quarterback, right? That debate isn't really happening now, so it feels a little bit like Saquon versus the Chiefs.
It'd be a lot easier if it was the Lions or, you know, a team like that.
I mean, then that's all we'd be hearing. But when you see the Today Show doing these exposés about giving away Eagles tickets
to Saquon.
Trying
to make Philly the good guys, like, okay.
Well, you know.
Threw batteries at Santa Claus.
The Chiefs may have done it, though, you know?
Right, yeah.
I think they might be for
and
a lot
Saquon
of people.
And Saquon seems like a good guy,
yes,
so that helps them.
Yes, and there you go.
He just got there, he wants to break the record.
That's probably why they
everything
focus on him.
Yeah.
It's a decent narrative, right? There's got to be a storyline, and it feels like maybe this is the storyline.
And we all saw it, like, you know, we saw, or at least heard about it, saw clips of the Giants not wanting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then him going and having a chance to break the record. Like, I mean, it is a feel-good story. That's what they want.
And he personally is a good guy.
That feels good about the Chiefs winning unless you're a Chiefs fan.
Right.
You know, at least if you're trying to watch it and, like, you could at least root for Saquon.
Exactly. Right? He is a good guy. And that's what they want you to know. Hey, I know it's hard to think of the Eagles as the good guys, but since we're all rooting for them, unless you're a Chiefs fan, let's talk about what a great guy personally Saquon is.
What's the latest just on the Saquon thing?
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm.
Which I don't know if I'll make a couple calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but
I'm gonna have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.